always say this one, but, you know, when you have good memories, you just keep repeating them. My Aunt Annie Ruth Hartsfield, who was a Crowder, she was a big supporter and faithful member of Bethel. And I just remember as a young girl coming up, and they had Vacation Bible School, and the place was packed out, and all the ladies cooked for food. You had groceries. You didn't have pizza. You had groceries, and you had homemade ice cream. And I just that's sweet memories of being loved like that, that meant so much. And we did all kinds of homemade crafts, and we just had a really, you know, as kids, I don't know that I really appreciated it, but now apparently I do, because I carry it in my heart as a wonderful memory.
Well, I remember growing up, Miss Hartzell, the house I grew up in over here used to be the school. And I heard that Miss Hartzell had a school in a buggy. And I used to clean the neighbors' houses to make money, and I charged them 35 cents. I really liked them, but I grew up, we moved here when I was 13, and my boyfriend saved me from drowning one time. Got this horse and saved me, and I learned how to fish, fly fish, my daddy taught me. My sister hooked me one time all the way up my arm when we were fishing. There was a fox I used to see on this property all the time.
Oh, he's still here.
He's still here.
And this dim road here, my mom and us would pick the huckleberries, and she'd make the best pies.
Betty and Phil came this year and picked.
And going back to what Tina said about how it used to be, that's why I like to go to my sister's house, because she makes it that way. Mm-hmm. She makes homemade ice, and of course it's electric. But anyway,
it took all the fun.
I have lots of memories of living here, and I lived in that double wide for many years, and then now I live in that little house. I've been there 2 years yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
And we're glad to have her.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, I'll say Don had come out here to do some work with Mr. Palmer, and he came out here and he worked that summer. They were doing something. And he came home, he said, you know, I've asked him before to sell us some property so that we can build a house across the street from him. And he said, no. He says, so I'm just going to keep asking. And so finally, he and Miss Jo ended up being best friends with Don's mother and daddy. And so that made the tie to the Palmers and to us. And we knew most all of the Palmer family, because they would come out here. And it was, Don always wanted to build a house down here for Ricky's house. And she'd say, no, I'm not going to sell any more land. It costs me money to sell my land. That's the truth. And so we were going, she was staying with me. Friends, they called each other cousin because they were that close. And we were going over to Quincy. She'd been staying over there. And So we were going along, and Don said, you know, she told me not to ask her anymore, but I just had a sad feeling if I don't ask her one more time. And so whenever he asked, he said, Miss Church, whatever your answer is this time, I'm not be asking. And she said, what's that? He said, will you sell me 2 acres on the other end of the pond? And he said, she said, don't. You just have to hang on to the line and you get the milk when I'm gone.
Anybody else? Any other?
That's a neat story for folks to know that, especially in the Tallahassee area, that you have countryside, right? In Tallahassee area. All right.